Bloom's Bluff House at the zero hour. Run back my heart to your ivory tower. Let me ride you and hire you. I can't repay for $1 million worth of yesterday. Let's eat and drink, be merry, my darling.
was one heck of an erotic mess. When she wasn't angry, she was depressed. Losing her friends, losing her mind. A problem person of the very worst kind. But one day was shopping in a health food store. She sees relaxation tapes galore. She slowly takes one down from the shelf. She is a skeptic, but she needs help. She takes it home, she puts her headphones on. When she hears his voice, her problems are gone. He tells her that the world is a marvelous place. He tells her to relax her earlobes, her face, her neck, her shoulders, her back, her arms. His voice is so soothing, she succumbs to his charms. Every night she listens to the magical tape. Her dreams become a nocturnal escape. She envisions the body attached to the voice. And when she awakes, she knows she has no choice. She must find him whatever it takes. The man, the voice on the relaxation tape.
She must find him whatever it takes. The man, the voice on the relaxation tape.
Her calls to the company are not in vain. When he made the recording, though he didn't give his name, he was kind of a philosopher. Somebody said, on his way to a convention of Grateful Dead heads, she packs up her bags, headed out west, caught up with the dead, but by now he had left, which made her happy, cause she had never seen so many tie-dyed weirdos, if you know what I mean. Then she followed him to a health retreat, where rich people paid to be told what to eat, where they bathed in mud to clean their minds, learned to levitate the bodies of the big behinds. But she had just missed him, cause he had moved on to a cryogenic center in Oregon. In case you don't know what cryogenics is about, it's where they freeze your body when your heart checks out. They store you in a locker for as long as it takes to find out what killed you in the very first place. I won't go on, cause it's kinda gory. Anyway, it's not the point of the story, but she must find him whatever it takes. The man, the voice on the relaxation tape.
She must find him whatever it takes.
The man, the voice on the relaxation tape.
Let me turn that down. Hello.
Hi.
What would you like to say as our first official words back in the WMFO Studio A? Yeah, if you get closer.
I don't have anything good to say.
All right, cool. Keep listening. Yeah, which one was it?
Whiskey and wine. Soon she achieved true peace of mind. On the very same day the relaxation tape broke. Was she upset about it? No, cause she realized she didn't need help. Now she knew how to take care of herself. But later that day, in Grand Central Station, down away to Saratoga for a little vacation, she heard the announcer say,
"Rack 37.
It was the voice. She thought she was in heaven. She ran to the booth. She said, "Where have you been? I've been looking for you since Lord knows when." He smiled at her. He took her hand. She couldn't believe it. She found the relaxation man.
He smiled at her. He took her hand. She couldn't believe it. She found the relaxation man.
That night they went out to a very fancy place. The food was French, the tablecloths lace. When he talked to her with that incredible voice, guess what happened? I have no choice but to tell you the truth. His voice was so soft and so soothing that she fell asleep. And when she awoke, he was gone, the creep. And so was her pocketbook with all of her money that he is spending on his brand new honey. What's the moral of the story? I don't know. But now it's intermission and I gotta go. Bye.
Oh, wait, no, that wasn't working. Hello? Oh, I don't know what things are. Are you playing something? Play something. If you want. Or we can talk for the next hour. Just whatever you're playing. How about... All right, you guys are in for a treat. We have a theme. The theme is, I want to say the theme right when it starts. Wait, what do I say the theme is? Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Smile.
Well, look.
That's not right. Smile.
Spirit high, There I watched her. She spun around and wound in the warmth. Her body fanned the flame of the dance.
Margarita, don't you know that? My children were raised, you know they suddenly rise. They started slow, long ago, head to toe, healthy, wealthy, and wise. I've been in this town so long, so long to the city. I'm fit with the stuff to ride in the rough, and sunny down snuff, I'm all right by the hero's end.
Wahala lule, wahala. Young and loving her mother, and Toasting, while at port a
beautiful thing, a children's
This is Alyssa, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Nice.
Thanks. Yeah.
Do you want to give
keep
a PSA?
Keep smiling. Oh,
nice.
Oh, yeah. No, we'll give a PSA now.
Did you pick out the one?
this one.
Okay, perfect. Nothing says smile like,
yeah.
I don't want to spoil it.
So, do you want to start off?
Are you a... Do I actually fill it in?
Yeah.
Are you a smiling student living off campus?
Do you know what number to dial in case you're not smiling and there's an emergency?
To ensure that you end up smiling after you get the police, fire, or medical help quickly and most efficiently, if you are off campus, dial 9. I don't understand
that
sentence. I don't understand that.
I thought it was just the first time when I read it, I didn't read it right, but it happened again.
I don't know.
To ensure that you get police, fire, or medical help quickly and most efficiently. Oh.
No, it does make sense.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's all, like, a clause or something.
Oh.
Anyway,
well,
do you want to do the
anyways,
optional?
Call 911.
Oh, I mean, how much more can they add after call 911, you know?
Although dialing your college's public safety number will eventually get you smiling again and send emergency services... There may be a delay in getting the needed resources to you.
Very true. Those seconds may be extremely important if it means smiling or not smiling.
Life or death.
Same thing.
So if you have an off-campus emergency, don't forget to smile and dial
most importantly, smile. No one really...
That rhymed, though. Smile and dial 911.
Nile.
Emergencies are not funny. I didn't say that.
It was implied. So are we all set?
We're all set.
Okay. A scrumptious night.
Scrumptious.
Thank you.
vegetables, I'm gonna chop down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable. If you brought a big brown bag of them home, I'd jump up and down and hope you'd toss me,
a carrot.
I'm gonna keep well my vegetables, cart off and sell my vegetables. I love you most of all.
Pass me a carrot.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tenny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, cause I'm so.
Thank you.